Here's a thought I'll title The Technical Plateau of 2016 to 2018. I'm talking about cameras and camera generations. And like so many of you, I jumped on the technology bandwagon in the early 2000s with my first digital camera. And it was fairly primitive, and it had lots of problems. And so the next year, when they announced a better model with some of those problems addressed and maybe some new features, I bought a new camera. Keep in mind, I had used the same camera for 35 years. This was my second camera in 2 years. And pretty much every year after that, I found important reasons to upgrade as the technology improved. And as much as I wasn't fond of that constant change of equipment, I much prefer knowing the ergonomics of a camera so well I don't even have to think about it. And every year when I upgraded, I had to think about it again, and I wasn't crazy about that. But nonetheless, it was a worthwhile trade-off for the new features and the better sensors and all the rest of that. And I kind of assumed that would continue maybe forever, that there would be continual improvements that would motivate me to upgrade every year. But here at the end of 2024, I happened to be thinking about this, and I looked at all of my current cameras, which could do everything I could possibly imagine that I want to do. I'm absolutely thrilled with all the capabilities, and they all come from either 2016 or 2018. It appears as though the technology has reached some sort of plateau, at least for my needs. And all the models I've seen introduced in 2019 or later either have features that I don't need, or features at least that I have never needed, or all the new features are mostly video-oriented. And I shoot so few videos that my cameras will certainly do whatever I need them to do. It reminds me a lot of the technological plateau I observed in the stereo business and in the home computer printer business, that at some point in time, they're just good enough. And obviously, I guess, for me, that happened in 2016 to 2018, somewhere around there. Everything I need in a camera has now been built into a camera. And curiously enough, I've also noticed that since that same time frame, I have more photographs in my Lightroom catalog in the subsequent 6 years than I have from the previous 6 years from 2018. It's almost as though there's a direct relationship. The more time I spend upgrading my cameras, the fewer photographs I make. I won't say that the new cameras have not allowed me to make better photographs, because in some regards, even the 2018 models make better photographs than the 2010 models. But I haven't seen anything in the latest models, the 2024 models or the soon-to-arrive 2025 models, that offer anything that will be visible, that will change my photographs, that will improve my photographs enough that I could justify the expense. This has got to be awful news for camera manufacturers, if my experience is a broad-based one. Camera manufacturers' financial livelihood depends on you and I buying new cameras, and after the last 10 or 15 years of constant upgrades, if there's a plateau and the sales have dropped off as much as I might anticipate they have, that's not good news. It may be great news for people who want to make pictures, but it may not be great news for people who want to sell us the equipment that we need to make great pictures.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.